Holy letter from the Rebbe in volume 5, and this is letter number 1252. Baruch Hashem, it's dated on the 23rd day of Rechezhen, Tavshi Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to Reb Nissen Nemenov, Sheyichya. Reb Nissen Nemenov was one of the Mashpim, he was one of the main Hasidic guides that came from Russia, and they were. He settled in France. And the Rebbe is—he was the main mashpi of the yeshiva there. He was very renowned. So the Rebbe says Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe is giving him the booklet for 20 of Cheshbon that has just been printed. And the Rebbe says, "You will give it to the in a fitting way to the other people." The Rebbe says, "If I have the time, I will write more about this." And the Rebbe says, "I want to also now." Give you a reminder, basically, about the importance of the preparation for the for bringing days of the month of Kislev. The Rebbe is going around person to person, telling each one in France, in Morocco, in Israel, telling everybody that they should utilize the time. The Rebbe is guiding them; they should utilize the time to influence, to impact people of the month of Kislev that is coming upon us, which are the days of Yud, Yutes Kislev, Chanukah, and the Shabbosim in between. So that the Rebbe himself is going around to older people and telling them to utilize the time. The Rebbe says that it's befitting to fulfill in this time this concept of Yafutsu Mai Nesecha Chutzah, to spread your wellsprings to the outside. The Rebbe emphasizes the outside, which is, this is the subject of the day, which means that in addition to the Fabrengens, the gatherings that is going to be in the houses of where there is gatherings of Hasidim, of Lubavitch people, especially in the yeshiva, and in addition to the Fabrengens, the Svadas is going to be from all the Hasidim together, it's fitting to put effort in to make a Fabrengen in all the shuls that have some connection to this. And understood that in every Fabrengen there should be some representatives from the Chabad and the Tmimim, so they should be able to inspire them with a spirit of life of the Chaya Chaim, the Chaya Chaim, bringing all the different lives as explained in the letter, which has been printed in the end of the booklet for Yutis Kislev Aboleinu, which is was sent in the time to Avraham Elul Plotkin, who was there too. The Rebbe said, I sent it to him. The Rebbe says it's also fitting that you should publicize it in the newspapers and also in other ways that are fitting. So therefore that even those who are in the meantime, they're on the outside totally should know about that we place the lantern. You know, they said the Madas Hapanos. And the expression of my father-in-law applies to this, that when you put a lantern, people and the streets gather to it. So you got to place the lantern out there. You got to publicize it. People know that there's a lantern over there. And what this teaches us, two things. Number one, that you cannot be satisfied just the light that you have in your home. Because the idea of a lantern is that you place it in the street. And number two, that besides those that you have to put effort to bring them close. It takes work to bring them close, but there are some many people, just the fact that there is a light out there, it draws them. So just putting it out there, so some people will just be drawn by just putting it out there, and you don't have to put so much effort in. And I thank you ahead for your reports of the good news and all the above mentioned. And the Rebbe says, with blessings for success in your holy work and with proper health. This was one of the things that the Rebbe asked. So you see here, the Rebbe sort of was out of the box and saying, don't make the Fabrengen in there. Not don't. Make it. And make a big Fabrengen. As we learned in the previous letter, Rebbe says, don't take away from that. That should be the central Fabrengen. But you should also inspire and make the Fabrengen elsewhere. The Rebbe, reach out. Don't keep it yourself. Go to the chutzah. Go to the outside. Make up for bringing it. And the Rebbe says you'll accomplish, both things. Some people you just got to bring it out there. So you have to know that's not enough in your house. You have to do it outside. But the other thing is, when you're outside, you never know. I mean, a lot of people say that just the menorah that they light outside has drawn them to Yiddishkeit. I don't know how many thousands of people, you know, have been drawn just by some simple light. And the same thing is in everything. Rebbe was much put in a newspaper, let other people know, publicize it, make sure that people know about it, and then the impact. And as Rebbe says here, even just knowing about it is may work. You know, you don't even need to do anything about it.